Hi Jake, how would you just evaluate that for a first time getting out there in a game this spring?
I mean, I threw decent, came out of it healthy, so pretty decent, I'd say.
Things that you try to accomplish within these Cactus League games are at this point. Is it mostly just kind of about making sure that you're coming out of it healthy, or are there anything boxes that you try to check out before the season starts?
Like today, I didn't put myself in good enough counts where I could throw a changeup. I need to throw more first pitch strikes. Like I wish I could have threw a couple righties a changeup. I was just in counts where I had to make a pitch and hopefully get it out. So
I don't think we've the last time we talked to you, I don't think you the team had acquired Trevor Rosenthal yet. Right now, just with the additions that were made to the bullpen and the group that you have now, what is your just sort of overall assessment of the potential for the bullpen?
I mean, on paper, we could be, one of the best. We just have to go out there, give Trevor a chance in the ninth inning. So if everyone else can do their job and keep the score the same, I feel like we have a bunch of different looks. We have change of speeds everywhere. We can match you up from the fifth on, sixth on. I feel like we're a bullpen that can really shorten the game.
Yeah, first inning, obviously, seeing Olson and Chapman go back-to-back, just not having Olson toward the end of the year, is that an encouraging thing for everybody to see?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if them boys can hit, I mean, they could hit 45 homers a year. I do think that the Oculus thing, they need to make something where the pitchers can get better against the hitter. Because they were in there doing simulation stuff, and then 30 minutes later, whack. And I was like, this ain't even fair.
What's the Oculus thing?
That VR, like, headset looking thing?
Dallas?
Well, Deke, it's not a VR headset. And coming off of what you were able to do last year, slicing and dicing the entire league, obviously some added information helps guys. How do you take what you did last year, sort of put that in a bubble and tap back into that this year? And are you doing anything to further your analytical approach that you may have sort of tapped into last year that has turned you into an absolute beast on another level?
I feel like there's certain things that I look for. Slider tilt, I need it like a certain time on the clock for me personally. I really don't care too much about like spin rate as long as my tilt's good. And I mean, my spin rate is in a certain window. Like if it's 2600, probably right. Pretty happy. If it's like 2790, 28, like 100
plus,
yeah, plus, then I know I'm good. So like the shape really doesn't matter. The tilt in my hand position really matters now. I went on some baseball website because I was like, I was trying to do in the offseason what you just talked about. Mm-hmm. I threw like 8% more first pitch strikes. My strike percentage was like 7-8% higher. Mm-hmm. I feel for me personally, that helps right off the bat. They're in defense mode more than like chomping at the bit to hit. And then just, I kind of banged my sinker. I only threw it like 3 or 4% of the time. I kind of worked on my hand position to get like more. Yeah.
Yep. And I got so you. More ride.
Keep it straighter. I threw probably 60 something percent, probably like 58% four seam, mm-hmm. All the rest slider, and then like 4% sinker. And then just like kind of like movement on the mound. So like watching video and syncing it up to like these early bullpens, making sure like my tempo is the same. I'm not rushing. Nothing can happen before I throw the baseball. But more of that, just like tilt. I really want everything to go like this or like that. Stay on the same plane. I know I'm probably within like when I'm going really good, like an inch or two, like everything release point. But yeah, I mean, that's the stuff that I don't think pitchers really take into account, especially in a long year, saying now, and then the first month of the year, and then you go to September, all that stuff might change. It might be within like 3 inches or like, cause you're exhausted by that point. So for me, like tilt's the biggest thing.
So would you say without the advantage of the Oculus that the hitters do have the ability to sit there? I mean, cause I'm with you, brother. They're taking in 100 pitches.
I'll smoke them on ping pong though.
No doubt. But would you say that information is something that the pitchers could absolutely start to look into to, I don't want to say keep up, cause I think pitchers are always a slight, there's an edge there, but you got to keep up with the Joneses. And if they're able to take in 100 pitches with that Oculus and then go out there and face you, the information that you have via these other resources, that's something that you would advise pitchers to look into?
Absolutely. I mean, I think Ole had it on. I don't know if Trevino, Lou might've put it on before the game to see him pitching. I don't know if like that's a thing. Like if I watched myself pitch, or like, man, I have no idea. I feel like the more information that a pitcher can use, I mean, it's also like a double-edged sword.
For sure.
If you get too analytical and you can't feel anything, then you're shit out of luck. So vice versa, if you're all about feel and you don't listen to like analytics, then I feel like you're also stuck. I mean, I wish we had an Oculus where I could do some pitching to hitting, but hey, whatever. We also win 70% of the time.
Shayna?
Sorry, just to get more information on this Oculus thing, is that something that both hitters and pitchers can use?
I know I haven't used it as a pitcher yet. The hitters, do they just see live pitches like all the time? Honestly, now that like I've said it out loud, I feel like if I stood as a lefty or like a righty and faced myself, I feel like you would get some pretty good information on it. Because you always hear like I could stand into a bullpen and like on a flat ground stand and watch someone and be like, that was nasty. But like you don't believe it really when someone else says it to you. I mean, you sort of do, but like, it's not the same thing. So yeah, it's mostly for hitters now, but I would love it as a pitcher. I just don't know what you would be able to do.
How long have you guys had it?
I have no idea. They just whipped them out today. I've been playing ping pong the whole off season with it.
Matt?
A lot to unpack there, but would you say that when you talk about looking at the tilt on your slider and other pitches, is that something that, do you have like a setup at home? How do you keep track of that? Are you going into a facility that helps you monitor that, or do you have a setup that you use to keep an eye on that stuff?
I mean, every place has TrackMan now. And we just ask our analytical guys, they'll email me it or print it off. And I'll just see, like, I'll try to have them. I threw a slider to LaVarnway, struck him out, but it was like, it was not good whatsoever. It kind of just spun out. And then to Hedges, I threw one, and that is the more shape and tilt and spin I think I really want. So I'll just go back and look and see if my hand position was different, how it came out of my hand, stuff like that.
In this case, I would say the same.
When you were talking about throwing a certain percentage of pitches during the offseason, was that something that you kind of mapped out to mirror what you're thinking about doing?
I mean, not really. Like, I just know, like, my four seam plays a lot better now. My slider, I feel like, can play above. And it's really hard to map out, like, okay, I want, like, 65% heater, like, all this. Because if we throw 1,000 pitches, that means if when I hit 600, I can't, like, really slow down. I still have to be able to perform. But, yeah, it's just, like, something I'm aware of.
Shayna?
When you said you banged your sinker, does that mean that you've completely eliminated it or just reduced the percentage you plan to use it a lot?
Kind of reduced. I still throw it. I threw a couple a day. It's just, I don't know. So it might be here. It's very hard to sink the ball. These balls are very dry here. But I don't know, like, it's too, like, side to side. It doesn't sink. So it's too, like, left to right instead of north and south, which is fine. But you can't miss over the plate because it stays on the same plane.
Matt?
Similar quick ones. Have you noticed any difference with the baseball now that you've thrown a little bit more this season?
I have not yet. Ask us when we get to Oakland. We might know something. But here, every ball's super dry, so you're like, well, all right.
And the other is a little bit unrelated, but this week coming up is the sort of 1 year mark of when spring training shut down last year. I was just wondering what you sort of remember of that experience and now being a year removed and having gone through everything that you guys have gone through. How you view where baseball is at right now after such a year?
Yeah, so, like, next week, basically, this time last year, they walked in and said, hey, we're going to have to shut it down for a little bit. I mean, personally, I thought it was – I'm going to say 80% of the players were like, all right, like, a couple of weeks, we'll be back. This is perfect. And then we stayed for, like, an extra month here. We kind of figured that, okay, this is something way more massive than anything we could have thought of. So we went back home. You try to keep your arm in shape as best as you can. Like, that whole break from spring training until when we started summer camp, it was very weird. Because you didn't want to throw a bullpen like every 2-3 days because you just didn't know how long it would be. But you still need to play catch and, like, work out and stay in shape. And then they gave us, like, 2-3 weeks before summer camp. They told us that, okay, it might start around this time. So then you get ready.
All right. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jake.